So, Dr. Dworkin.
Yes, Steve.
Were you avoiding me on Wednesday?
No.
Well, you were into the station. I had your echinacea lozenges all ready for you, and you never dropped by.
Well, it's because I'm better now, Steve.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad. I want you to try those things. They work.
Oh.
Never mind. You'd put them through clinical trials. I know.
I would put it through a clinical trial.
The only clinical trial that works for me is when I take them. Do they work? Anyway. Let me ask you about clinical trials and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
There's a lot of skepticism over whether H1N1, we were scared, you know, whether they threw a scare into the public and whether it was exaggerated, whether the threat was. And now, in response to that, some of the public health officials are coming back and they're saying, look, understand that the reason we have not had an above normal flu season, the reason that we have not had a massive outbreak of H1N1 is because you went and got vaccinations, or at least a large percentage of the population did. Do you agree with them?
I do, and the reason is, and for exactly the explanation you gave, Steve, is that you have to look at how other areas of the world are doing when you have the same conditions, that is the virus circulating and the number of people that are being infected. As for any vaccination program, that's what you would have to look at. And in other areas of the world where there is intense activity, that is where the virus is present, North Africa, South Asia, even areas of Eastern Europe, so countries such as Poland, Austria, Estonia, Romania, and Hungary, which are affected, are experiencing much greater rates of H1N1 infection to date, and including today, than areas of the world such as ours. And the reasons are, when you look at a possible explanation, is that our vaccination rates were much greater than those particular countries and areas of the world. So when you use an apples-to-apples comparison, that is, again, looking at population, percentage of the population that's been vaccinated, and ours is close to 50% compared to much less than 50% in other areas where you have the virus present, just as it is here, you are seeing greater infection rates in those countries where those vaccination rates were less. And that happens, as I said, with other vaccines too. Measles vaccine, polio vaccine, diphtheria, tetanus, where you have areas of the world where you don't have those vaccination programs, you see greater rates of infection. So my view is that I agree with the assessment that we are seeing less disease today, in part because we have people that have been vaccinated, and it's much more difficult for the virus to bounce from person to person.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.